This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're starting off with the candidates for the seat of Albert Park, currently held by Martin Foley, previous Minister for Health, Minister for Equality, he's Minister for everything he was at one point, I think.
And the kitchen sink.
So our first guest is Nina Taylor. And Nina, basically we're giving you about 12 minutes. Nevin and I are going to ask a series of questions in turn. We ask if you can to try and keep your answers to about 30 seconds. We will give you some time at the end, to make your final pitch. I'll let welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
First and foremost.
Yeah. Who's this person in the studio? I'll let Nevena kick off with the first question.
Nina Taylor, candidate for Labor. Could you tell us, first and foremost, how would you rate the performance of the State Parliament of Victoria?
Yes, well, within this context, I think if we look at this beautiful Pride Centre and where we are today compared to where things once were, I see that there is huge improvement in terms of recognising the needs of the LGBTQI+ community. And I think that's empowering for all Victorians. Now, when you talk of the Parliament itself, well, there's probably a little bit of a spectrum of views in this space. I think there's been some really important reforms, banning gay conversion therapy and suppression practices, which have been extremely harmful. And so that was a very, very important reform. Also, the birth certificate reforms have also been really, really empowering and, not a moment too soon. However, not everyone was on board with those. And that is extremely disappointing because on the one hand, you can't say, oh, yeah, I support the LGBTQI+ community, but then on the floor of Parliament, not support these kinds of critical reforms that truly respect and show love and support that we need to as all human beings in our wonderful state of Victoria.
Thank you.
So, Nina, how do you engage with the LGBTQI communities, both now and into the future, should you be elected?
Yes, well, I think equality is non-negotiable, and this is a starting point and has always been the way that I have approached any engagement with anyone, but particularly the LGBTQI+ community. And I think it's important to really create culturally safe spaces and to ensure that nobody feels in any way excluded because of language that's limiting and not appreciating the very rich and diverse LGBTQI+ community that we have and beyond. I mean, when you're thinking of the issue of intersectionality as well, because when we think of people with disabilities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, and beyond, people with mental health issues or otherwise, I think it's important that, and certainly something I hold myself to a standard to, and that is to be very respectful at all times and to ensure that everyone is treated and supported with love and respect always.
Thank you, Nina. And what do you see as the issues that are important to the LGBTIQ+ community?
Well, I don't mean to be repetitive in this space, but I think something that has been coming up a lot is having these culturally safe spaces and also not just having a blanket kind of reform or support when it comes to issues such as homelessness, when it comes to mental health and other issues. You have to nuance those spaces and make sure you are truly listening and paying heed to the specific needs of the LGBTQI+ community, because there are, you just can't make assumptions about these things. I think it's... Sometimes the non-LGBTQI+ community can take for granted the sort of automated sense of inclusion, whether it's in employment or other aspects of life. It can be taken for granted, and I think it's really important that those very sort of critical mechanisms for making sure that people feel safe and supported wherever they are truly honoured.
Now, so there's been, you know, why do you think that trans people have been the subject of so much debate? And what does this say about some of the feelings in the community generally on this issue?
Well, I think what I would say, leadership is really important in this space. And, you know, it's so easy. Well, is it really? You know, I think from my point of view, and it's much easier to be kind and respectful to people. I think when you go the low road and you plummet into identity politics, there is no good outcome from that for anybody, and it is extremely hurtful. And to think that it could be anything other than that, or that it may not have very significant, pretty severe ramifications that can endure, it's actually horrifying to me. And, you know, I know for the trans community in particular, but I'm not only focusing in that space, but I think for them, I mean, I just think it's hard enough. Do not add extra layers of discrimination, of cruelty, that is so unnecessary. Just be nice to people. Is it so hard? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And unexpectedly, given that the reforms were passed quite recently, the Equal Opportunity Act has had a lot of discussion at the Victorian state election. So we'd like to know, are you committed to ensuring that our Equal Opportunity Act will protect people with diverse genders as well as diverse sexual orientations in organisations and institutes?
I'm going to give a fairly simple answer here. I hope you will permit that of me. Yes.
We certainly will. We certainly will.
Great. Nina, what are your reflections on the media landscape, and a bit of bias here as well from me? What do you see as the future for community media outlets such as Joy?
Oh, look, I mean, it's been a delight for our government to be able to support, you know, Joy Radio and community media generally. I think it's just such an important communication point in terms of being able to cover issues that might not otherwise be covered in general media, and therefore people may not be listened to. And I think it's really vital to have that really, I'm going to culturally safe space where people can feel they can express as they see fit, and that the issue that they truly feel heard, but the issues that they know are important to them are being addressed.
Another hot button issue for this election, Nina, has been integrity. So integrity in politics, integrity in how we carry ourselves in public eye. So what are your priorities to ensuring that there are robust and transparent frameworks to ensure parliamentary integrity?
Yeah, I mean, I know there have been a number of reforms passed by our government to be able to strengthen and support the integrity agencies, and that's really, really important, and I wholeheartedly support that, and also making sure they get appropriate funding so they can do the job that they do and they can act independently. That is really, really important. I think also as individual MPs, we also have to hold ourselves, we have responsibility to hold ourselves to the highest standards. And so I put that upon myself in addition to all the other measures and controls that must be in place. So that is not to say that MPs should have a license to be their own assessors. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we also have to, as individuals, hold ourselves to account.
Now, the final question, and then after you've answered that, I'll give you 30 seconds or so to close. Bit of a topic today, but how are you advising voters to direct their preferences and why? Or, you know, has the Labor Party decided how it's directing preferences in Albert Park?
So I believe that the how to votes and the preferences should be available next week.
Okay.
It's coming up pretty quickly, okay. Isn't it?
Okay. Monday, Macca.
Monday, I know we're a little bit early. Albert Park is going to be hotly contested, and I'm glad you're able to come in today as well as the other candidates. I'll give you 30 seconds or so to wrap up and let our listeners know why they should vote for you.
Yes, so equality is not negotiable. And look, I'm going to continue to do what I've always done and make sure that I'm always visible, call out bad behaviour, you know, call out discrimination, and make sure that I'm always supportive, I should say, but consistent. So you don't say one thing to one person and then vote differently in the parliament. I've always voted consistently to support the LGBTQI plus community when it comes to really significant reforms in the parliament. We've come a long way in terms of those reforms, but there's so much more to do.
Thank you, Nina. And with all candidates, we wish them well. And I particularly want to thank yourself and the other candidates that have come in today. It's so much better in the studio.
Yeah.
Of course, coming to the Pride Centre is always a lovely thing. But
especially when it's in your electorate, Macca.
Well, exactly. I mean, you can hardly say I don't know where it is.
The Pride of Albert Park.
The Pride of Albert Park. So thank you. We've been speaking with Nina Taylor, the Labor candidate for the seat of Albert Park. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Nevena.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.